Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, send forth your word into our ears, that it may bear fruit in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. The Hebrew word there translated vanity is the word hevel. Hevel, hevel, all is hevel. Hevel is the Hebrew word for vapor, breath. It's the puff of breath outside your mouth on a cold day. It's the mist that seems to hover just outside the car wash. It's language of illusion. Clouds look solid, but that's an illusion. Your plane flies right through them. They're just vapor. And not only is hevel illusion, it's also temporary. It's momentary. Clouds are there for a while, but they float away in the wind. They get burned off by the sun. Hevel is something that appears solid. It looks tangible, but your hand will pass right through it if you try to take hold of it. It's an illusion that is here today, gone tomorrow. And according to the writer of Ecclesiastes, it's the perfect analogy to help us understand the things of this world. I hated my toil in which I toil under the sun, he writes, seeing that I must leave it all to the one who will come after me. And who knows whether he will be wise or a fool. And yet either way, he will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This is hevel. So I turned and I gave my heart up to despair. Despaired over all the toil of my labors under the sun, because sometimes a person who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed by someone who didn't work for it. And this is hevel. This is a great evil. What does a man have from all of his toil and striving of heart with which he toils under the sun? His days are all full of sorrow. His work is a vexation. It angers him. It frustrates him. And even in the night, he does not rest. And this is hevel. It is vapor, an illusion. It's temporary. It's meaningless. It's empty. It's an uplifting message to start your week, right? But actually, it complements Paul's words to the Colossians quite well. Words we heard just a few moments ago. Today's reading from Colossians is the continuation from last week's reading, and it's one of Paul's final thoughts of the entire epistle. Throughout his letter to the Colossians, Paul has been reminding them, you were once alienated from God, separated from God, but now you have been made right because of what Jesus has done for you. And so last week, he encouraged them, see to it that no one takes you captive with the empty philosophies of a dying world, because they're empty. They're hevel. They're illusions. They're vapor. In today's reading, he says, if then, and when he says if, we ought to hear because or since. It's like when you announce to the room that you're going to go to the kitchen and get something to drink, and someone says, hey, if you're going to the kitchen, bring back the pretzels. They already know you're going. You already told them, so they don't really mean if, in the sense of, like, maybe, maybe not. If means because. So also Paul's word to the Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, which you have, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And set your minds on things that are above, not on the things of the earth. Put to death what is earthly in you. It's hevel anyway. Sexual immorality? Hevel. The world may use sex to sell everything from car insurance to energy drinks to blue jeans, but supposed happiness that you think you'll get from indulging worldly desires, well, that's a fleeting illusion. That's like a cloud of vapor. Impurity? Hevel. Uncontrolled passions? Hevel. Evil desires? Covetousness, anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk? It's all just vapor. And vapor is all the world has to offer. Because this world is like the Titanic after it struck the ice. No matter what temptations or desires we want to indulge in this life, the ship is going down. And the end result is a cold, watery grave. One's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. So don't pat yourself on the back, build bigger barns. The things of this world are hevel. You can't take them with you. And so, Paul says, set your mind on things that are above, not on the things of the earth. And these things that are above, these otherworldly things, they're not things that are somehow out in heaven for us to go attain. These are the things that are revealed from above. Wisdom and understanding that comes to us from above, from where Christ is, outside this dying world of hevel and vapor. Truth that is stable and solid. Not a wisp of campfire smoke that passes right through you, but a firm foundation that you can stand on. A wall to lean against. A handle to hold on to. The truth that we are created by a God who loves us. That's the opposite of hevel. We're not byproducts of blind chance. We're people designed with a purpose by a Lord who loves us, as are the vocations and callings in which we live. And yes, sin has corrupted God's creation. Sin has driven a wedge between us and our Heavenly Father. And sin has driven a wedge in our relationships with each other. But what was once alienated has been brought back together by the blood of Christ. You have put off the old self with its practices. You have put on the new self, which is being renewed after the image of its creator. And that is not an illusion. That's not fleeting. That's the solid reality of our Lord's word. What does that new life look like? Well, Paul tells us in the verses immediately after today's reading. He says, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, put on compassionate hearts, and kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. And if you have a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, loyalty, forgiveness, the love of Christ that holds it all together. These things are not hevel. They're the opposite of that. They're solid. They're meaningful. They make a difference, and they're what God has intended for his creation from the beginning. They're the very things that Satan is trying to undermine and destroy in our lives. So Satan tempts us to callousness over compassion, to indifference over kindness, to arrogance and entitlement over humility and meekness. Satan works to undo patience and loyalty and forgiveness. And our sinful flesh is all too willing to comply, to participate in Satan's project of destruction. Therefore, as Paul says, we aren't to bargain with or negotiate with that which is sinful in us. We are to put to death that which is sinful in us, because it's hevel. And on account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. So that's why we're here. We gather together in this place to put to death that which is sinful in us, to confess our sin, to have our thinking and our living reshaped and reformed by the word of our Lord, to be fed by him, to be united to him by the gifts of this altar, and to leave this place empowered to live each day as his people. When the hevel of the world characterizes our lives, we end up hating our existence, like the writer of Ecclesiastes. Paul promises us something different. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, he says, a peace to which you were indeed called in one body. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. You see, the gifts of our Lord are not hevel. They're not vapor. They're not breath. They're solid. And their result, Paul says, is peace. A peace that passes understanding. Their fruit is thankfulness. So what a comfort we have in knowing that Paul's invitation to the Colossians is Paul's invitation to us. Better yet, it's our Lord's invitation to us. Stop living and thinking and reacting according to the world's standards and expectations. Be done with the hevel of this world. Let Christ take his rightful place as Lord of your life. Live in the identity he has given you in your baptism. Confess your sins. Rejoice in the forgiveness that is already yours. Live in the vocations that you have in the freedom of the gospel. Your God loves you. He has forgiven you. He has made you new, washed you in the water of baptism, and fed you with the bread from heaven. He is faithful to you. He will not let you go. He will provide for every need of body and soul. He has given you something the world could never give, covered you with the peace that surpasses understanding. So turn your backs on the hevel and the vapor of a dying world and live in the peace of your Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.